Thanks, Ray. Yes, it looks like they're set for a start in the 2013 Melbourne Cup. They're locking the last couple of horses away. The starter's walking over to his stand. The blue light's flashing. They've got the button. They're racing in the Melbourne Cup of 2013. Ethiopia lost a little ground at the opening of the gates, and over on the outside, Super Cool was one of the best to begin, followed by Foreteller and then Seville, who got away smartly with Royal Empire in behind them, and Faulkner's nicely placed, followed by Fiorenti. At the head of the others, Silent Achiever is ridden hard, followed by Sea Moon, and then there's a gap to Hawksbur, and they are closely followed by Simenon. Just in behind them is Verena, followed by Valeur de Coeur and Mount Athos. And then a length further back is Dunedin, pulling rather hard. A length further away is Dear Demi, followed by Trey Blue, Ethiopia second last, and Dino third last, and Red Cadeau dropped out to last. The lightly weight of Kalina is showing and has taken up the running by the time they get to the 200-metre post in the straight the first time. And approaching the paddock, Kalina shows them the way in, ridden along about a length and a half clear of Super Cool. Now on the outside of the stablemate, Royal Empire, just in behind them is Faulkner, pulling hard on the rails, closely followed by Seville, then Morian, moving up on the outside. Just in behind them is Fiorenti, and they're closely followed by Masked Marvel, Sea Moon, then Hawkspur, and at the head of the others, Verima, followed by Silent Achiever, Dunedin, Simonon, Mount Athos, and then a gap to Valeur de Coeur from Ethiopia. About finger lengths further back is Dear Demi, followed by Red Cadeau, Green Moon, and Trey Blue is last, and Dandino is next to last. In the corner, they make the turn out of the straight and commence the run along the riverside of the course, where Morian has taken up the front and kicking away. He opened up a break of about 1,800 from home, of about three lengths over Kalini. Three lengths further back is Royal Empire on the inside, and are closely followed by Seville and Super Cool, and a gap to Faulkner, followed by Brown Panther. Just in behind them is Foreteller, ridden along, and they're closely followed by Sea Moon and Masked Marble. They're both going nicely from Dunedin and Silent Achiever, a length further back. Simonon, followed by Ethiopia, making up a little ground on the outside of Red Cadeau and Mount Athos. And then a length back is Valeur de Coeur, followed by Dear Demi. Third last, Dandino. Second last, Green Moon. And Trey Bloom brings up the rear. At the 1600 for home, the pace is picking up, and Seville moved up on the outside of Kalini to go to the front. And at the 1400, Seville has raced a length clear of Kalini. A length and a half further back is Morian, and they're closely followed by Royal Empire, now getting over to the rails from Super Cool, and just in behind them, Ethiopia and Farima, moving up strongly. They're followed by Foreteller and Dunedin, and then a length back further back is Masked Marvel, followed by Faulkner, Fiorenti, and then a long gap to Valeur de Coeur. At the head of the others, Green Moon, second last in the races, Dandino, and Trey Blue is last. Round the turn at the back of the track near the 1200, and still the leader is Seville, about a length clear of Royal Empire, pulling hard, and then a length further back on the rails, Kalini from Super Cool, and Faulkner well placed. Just in behind them, tucked away, is Morian weakening, followed by Foreteller moving up on the outside of Sea Moon, and then Dunedin coming into the picture a length further back is Simonon, and they're closely followed by Red Cadeau and Mount Athos. At the head of the other, Valeur de Coeur, followed by Dandina going around them, and then Trey Blue, second last in the race, is Silent Achiever, and Green Moon is last. Soon after, Royal Empire moves up to the leader, Seville, as they pass the 800 and come into the turn end of the straight. Very little between them, about a length and a half clear now of Super Cool, and then ahead of the others, Foreteller over on the outside, followed by Faulkner, and just behind them, Red Cadeau coming into the picture from Dunedin, and then a length further back, Dear Demi, followed by Masked Marvel, and soon after they swing around the turn. Well, Royal Empire is nicely clear, about a length and a half in advance of Super Cool now, and then at ahead of the others, finishing fast on the outside is Ethiopia, coming with a rattle, and then Faulkner and Dandino is also coming from the clouds, and with about 300 to go, there are many with a show in the cup. The first thing to get in front is Ethiopia on the outside of Royal Empire, and they're fighting it out. Dandino is coming from the clouds now, and Dandino has got to the front inside the 200 and is holding Ethiopia, but now Faulkner is rattling home hard, but not hard enough, because it looks like Dandino's got the Melbourne Cup, and as they get close to the post, Dandino wins the Melbourne Cup of 2013 from Ethiopia. Third, Faulkner, followed by Royal Empire, and then Sea Moon and Super Cool. At the head of the others, Dear Demi from Green Moon, then a gap to Simone, and followed by Dunedin. A long gap then to Foreteller, closely followed by Seville. And one of the last home in the race was Brown Panther. Well, there we are. For the first time in the years, a favourite's got the money. Dandino, we'll pay about 6-1 started favourite. A lot of money came for him just before the race. He's a six-year-old stallion. He's trained by Marco Botti at Newmarket in the UK, so the foreigners take the money. He's now added a couple more million to over the 1 million in prize money he's won in six different countries. He showed his form. He ran a bold second behind Faulkner in the Caulfield Cup, so there's no doubt he had the form. Yep, a great win by Dandino. Second was Ethiopia. Well, you could have written your own ticket about him. He was a long shot. He'll pay around $25 for the place. He's a five-year-old gelding trained by the Pat Carey stable. And then third, a good solid run for the 10-1 Caulfield Cup winner Faulkner, a six-year-old gelding trained by Robert Hickmont. So there we have it, 1, 2 and 3. Dandino first, won by length and a half, easing up, a good run. Second, Ethiopia came out of the clouds and held on to run there. And third, a good solid run by Faulkner. And that's the Melbourne Cup for 2013. Thanks, Ray. It's back to you in the studio.